In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Do we thank God only in times of joy? Do we thank Him only when we have what we want? Do we thank Him only when life is good? Or as Job asked, do we accept good from the Lord and not trouble? We thank Him when He removes the trouble, and rightly so. We're overjoyed, and with that lone leper, we fall down at Jesus' feet in thanks, worship, and praise. But what about when troubles linger? Do we still give thanks? We don't like them, and frankly, we don't want them. The year is winding to an end, and perhaps it did not go quite exactly as you had wanted. Perhaps you lost a dear friend. A doctor's diagnosis was not what you had wished for, or surgery crippled your body. Perhaps there was an emotional toll on you this year, ups and downs, some of which God removed, others which still may be with you. Perhaps nothing has changed whatsoever, your relationship still broken, health still declining, finances still bleak. And you lie in bed at night wondering, why me? Why hasn't God worked all of this out for my good here and now? We need to remember that we see only a shadow of good, that our thoughts are not God's thoughts, neither are God's ways our ways. He is goodness. He is goodness itself. It does not constrain Him, but He determines what is good. And what He does is always for our good. And so that is the hardest part of all of this. It's what Moses told Israel also. God humbles you. God disciplines you. Life is not spiraling out of control, but your God controls it. Satan is not running around amok and God chasing after him, hoping to scrape something good out of it, but your God allows him to go so far and no farther. Think of Job. Think of Israel. Think of those 10 lepers. He sends poverty and He sends wealth. He humbles and He exalts. He humbles and He exalts. We like the latter, but not the former. We can blame water quality, air quality, genetically modified food, among countless other things, all we want. But the simple fact remains that some get sick and some don't. Some have life-altering surgeries and some don't, and God allows this. So why me and not them? Why me and not them? Be careful. Each one of us has a cross specifically tailored for our own shoulders. Your crosses are not mine, and mine are not yours. And so do not think that somehow your life may be worse than that of others, for you may not know the half of what some people have gone through physically or emotionally. On top of this, God has not made you wander in the wilderness for 40 years. He has not fed you with manna for lunch, manna for breakfast, manna for supper for 40 years. Neither has He allowed leprosy to cripple your body, separate you from your friends and your family, your church, your house, and everything that you know and love. To each one, God gives accordingly. So shall we accept good from the Lord and not trouble? Shall we thank Him only when we have what we want in this life? God humbles us to test us. He drives us to our knees, so our only response can be, Lord, have mercy. We need help. We need doctors. We need friends. We need family. We need them, and yet they have great limitations. Do we complain and grumble like Israel? Sadly, even though our tests are different, we often end up in the same result. We complain about our body, our hair, our closets, our house. We complain about where we live, wanting something different. We are often dissatisfied. We complain about our work. We complain about our relationships. We complain about our house and the chores. We complain about almost anything and everything we can think of. We are often dissatisfied with the things that God has given, wanting something else. Even on Thanksgiving, I'm sure we can find something to gripe about. Repent. Repent and give thanks to God. You have not earned the things that you have. It is not your right, but they are gifts. Your family is a gift. You do not deserve them. You do not deserve, and you have not earned your money or your house or anything else that you see, but it is all a gift from Him, a gift out of His undeserved love for you. So trust in Him. Love Him above all things. Patiently endure affliction and trouble. He is testing you to see what is in your hearts, whether or not you will keep His commands. For you do not live on bread alone, but you live on every word that comes from the mouth of your God. Your life is found in the Scriptures, for there you find the promises of God. There you find Christ, and He is your life. And so whether you are well-fed or in need, whether you have in poverty or wealth, you can do all things through Christ. He is the secret to your contentment. He was the secret to Paul's contentment. Your life does not consist in food or the abundance of clothes. It does not matter if you have a variety or even good organic food. Your life consists in Christ and in Christ alone. He is your comfort. He is your strength. For He suffered the wrath of God in your place. And this was no test. This was punishment. Extreme, wrathful, vengeful, fiery, eternal punishment in your place as the God of goodness forsook His most beloved Son. He patiently endured so that you might never be forsaken. Even from the very depths of hell, His worship and praise of God was still perfect, even though no answer was given to Him. It is good that the Son of God died. It is good that He is your Savior, so that you might never have to endure such punishment or wrath. By His death, He has opened water everywhere to be a blessed flood and a rich and a full washing away of sins. Born from water and the Spirit, you are all sons and daughters of the Most High God. God is your Father. God is your tender Father. He is your tender, loving, gracious Father who gives you far more than you have ever asked or deserved, both for heaven and, yes, even for this earth. He is your Father, and He wants to bless you here and now. He wants to give you every good and perfect gift right here and right now. But as every good father knows, if he gives exactly what his children always want, he will spoil his children. And they will lose sight of the big picture and what really is important. So he tests, he humbles, he rebukes. He gives tremendous blessings, knitting them together out of his boundless grace and love. And also, he tailors each one of your crosses specifically for your shoulders. And so this is why you can thank him in good times and in bad. This is why you can be content regardless if you have what you want or not. This is why you can accept both good and trouble from the Lord, for he is your tender Father who does all things for your good. As it is with children, children are nearsighted. You are nearsighted. But your heavenly Father sees the eternal picture. He knows what you need, and he will give you exactly that. So do not lose heart when troubles come into your life. Do not lose heart when God rebukes you, disciplines you, or humbles you. Because the Lord disciplines those he loves. And he chastens everyone he accepts as a son. Endure hardship as discipline, for God is treating you as sons, says the writer to the Hebrews. He disciplines us for our good so that we may share in his holiness, so that our eyes may see the things that God sees, and we may remember that our home is with him in heaven. No discipline is pleasant at the present time. It is quite painful. You know the pain very well of troubles and sorrows. And yet cling to Christ. Cling to the Word. For you live not by the things you have or by what you go through. You live by the Word of God. You live by Christ. He is your strength. He is the secret to your contentment. He will heal you, even as he healed those lepers. He will. But it just may not be on this side of eternity. Remember that like Israel, you wander through a desert, patiently waiting for the promised land of heaven. Each day, marching one step closer to your eternal home in heaven. All that you have is from God, the good and the bad. So give thanks to your God. The Lord has given and the Lord takes away. He may very well take it all away. Either way, may the name of the Lord be praised. Do not get too high with the good things in life and do not fall too low with the troubles, but see the gentle hand of your Father in all things, gently guiding you toward his heaven. Do not grumble like Israel. Do not ignore Christ as the nine did, but live your life at the feet of Christ, falling down in worship and thanks and praise for all that he has done for you. See your gentle, gracious Father. Rejoice in what he has given to you. See that you rest in his tender arms, his omnipotent arms, so no harm can ever snatch you away from him. And resting in those arms, give thanks to the Lord, for he is always good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.